Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
My wife and I talked it over, and when I die, she's going to have me turned into a non-fungible token. Not quite sure what that is, but I do know that an NFT, as it's called, was sold at auction last March for $69 million. Actually, I looked it up. A non-fungible token is an asset recorded on a cryptocurrency blockchain. So there. Pretty much anything can be turned into an NFT. The $69 million one was a piece of digital art by a guy named Beeble. The blockchain thing guarantees it'll always be one of a kind. So when my body is NFT-mated, my wife will thank me forever. Seriously, this whole cryptocurrency thing has gone nuts. You've heard about Bitcoin, the world's first and biggest cryptocurrency. That's a digital wampum you can send to somebody electronically, without the need for intermediaries like banks. Transactions are verified through encrypted computer code and recorded in a publicly distributed ledger called a blockchain. Got that? The price of Bitcoin wobbles wildly, up 10% one day, down 20% the next. This week, it was barely half its all-time high of $64,000 in April. It's risky, but some people have gotten rich off Bitcoin and its hundreds of imitators. The trick is to buy low and sell high. People also like Bitcoin because it's not physical, cannot be controlled by any government, and can't ever be traced. That makes it good for money laundering, tax evasion, and of course, ransom payments, as in the recent hacking attacks on Colonial Pipeline and the meat producer JBS. You'd think governments would hate digital currency. It can't be regulated, and it's not much good for anything legit. But El Salvador wants to make Bitcoin legal tender there. China is developing a digital renminbi. Our own Federal Reserve is looking into a crypto dollar. The thought is that digital currencies will eventually be used for ordinary transactions once the proper mechanisms are put in place, and a whole industry has sprung up to do just that. Meanwhile, one thing you can buy legally with Bitcoin is a non-fungible token. I described my non-fungible estate plan to my wife, and she was totally on board with it. In fact, she's right here to explain. So, darling, why are you holding that axe? For now, I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.